hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. We're very pleased to have this gentleman on, Brian Herring. The website, of course, is tbrnews.org. You can read all of his stories and postings on that website. And we started out today with talking with my guest last hour about the absolute blatant lies on how many actual U.S. casualties there are stemming from Afghanistan and Iraq. And it is absolutely horrendous, folks. At the start of this, at the outset of this, orders were given. No photographs of the flag-draped coffins coming back to the United States, because that might be too harsh of a reminder of the war in Iraq, which we know literally months after it took place that Mr. Bush, in fact, with his PNAC crew up there in Washington, D.C., lied through his teeth. He had Colin Powell, good step-and-fetching guy that he was, coming out of the Vietnam era, actually addressing the United Nations, spewing out the supposed qualified intelligence, and again, that was lies. We are ramping up for possibly Iran right now, maybe Syria. Our carrier groups moving into, I hope, not in a position that Iran, if provoked into a war, can blow our ships out of the straits over there. It is a very bad situation, ladies and gentlemen. We should be out of there. We should have never went. But now we're playing patty cake and arguing about funding and how many troops and this, that, and the other. Folks, I don't care. George Wallace said it over 40 years ago. There's not a dime's worth of difference between a Republican and Democrat, and there isn't. Remember what they ran on in a political platform for the midterm elections? Yes, we're going to get out of Iraq. No, they're not. We are going to stay there. There's heavy money invested in there. Our bases, our forward bases over there are already in place. We are not going anywhere until the American people demand that we do exactly that. Exit strategy out there. Bush keeps saying that, well, we're going to win. We're winning over there. What is the objective? You ask yourself, what is the objective? They have never been clear about that. And when pressed on the subject, the endless lies that are spun in the American people's heads, it's unbelievable. Brian Herring, we're going to take some calls here. Paris, first up in Illinois. Hello, Paris.
Yeah, I'll just go into the website, tjnews.org. And you see an interesting article from Wikipedia, something about now they're trying to help the American people, the governments, the American people see what's going on in the governments. They have posted some kind of project, I think, yeah, some kind of project. I think you guessed a little more about it, I think.
All right.
Well, the story is this. Wikipedia, Jimmy Wales runs that, and he wants to go public with his stock, so he works a deal out with the government. They're going to set up something called WikiLeaks, and that means they're going to publish secret documents that will cause real trouble, and nobody can force them to take them down. And the problem is that they've already cut a deal. If you are a government employee and you have some information, you say, oh, I can send the secret list, the wiki list, and they'll put it up. Of course, the next thing you know, they're banging on your door because these people will tell the government.
That was going to be my next question. Look, we got a break here. 800-313-9443. Folks, you have questions? I think this gentleman can come up with some answers. Give us a call.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
International terrorism does not exist. The General Leonid Ivashov was the chief of staff of the Russian Armed Forces when the September 11, 2001 attacks took place. This military man who lived the events from the inside, he offered an analysis which is very different to that of the American colleagues. He did during the Axis for Peace 2005 Congress, and he now explains that international terrorism does not exist and that September 11th attacks were the result of a setup. What we are seeing is manipulation by the big powers. This terrorism would not exist without them. He affirms that instead of faking a world war on terror, the best way to reduce that kind of attacks is going through respect for international law and peaceful cooperation amongst countries and citizens. This is something Mr. Bush doesn't understand. His diplomacy and detente comes at the point of a gun. And suffice it to say, today's international terrorism is a phenomenon that combines the use of terror by state and non-state political structures as a means to attain their political objectives through people's intimidation, psychological and social destabilization, the elimination of resistance from power organizations, and the creation of appropriate conditions for the manipulation of the country's policies and the behavior of their people. Terrorism is a weapon used in a new type of war. At the same time, international terrorism, in complicity with the media, becomes the manager of global processes. It is precisely the symbiosis between media and terror which allows modifying international politics and the exiting of reality. Would you have any argument with that, Mr. Herring?
No, I wouldn't have any argument with it. I would say, in my opinion, that the problem that we have today is that the Bush administration has been using a weapon that that has been used for years, terrorizing everybody, scaring them, setting the Reichstag on fire, saying, look what's happening now. We and we alone can save you. And it didn't work. It worked for a while, but it didn't work because the American public got tired of it. A new attack is coming, said Ashcroft. Oh, yes, said Chertoff, or no, was that Ridge. Oh, yes, said the president, it's coming, and nothing ever came. Let me tell you something. For all of the spying on Americans, for all of the snooping on in bank accounts and opening safe deposit boxes, which the Department of Homeland Security has been doing all over California with the grateful assistance of the Bank of America, I might point out, has produced nothing. All they were able to get was a group of dissatisfied ghetto youth in Florida that an FBI informer said, wouldn't it be nice if we blew up the Sears Tower in Chicago? Well, of course, 17-year-old kids, there was a huge trumpeting, giant ring broken up, terrorism, and then suddenly it stopped, just like the stupid train bombing in England. Nobody believes that. You know, that they're going to put liquid baby powder or liquid whatever it is on aircraft. That was another bit of nonsense. It doesn't work, and it's going to blow up in their face. And the problem is, it's the boy that called wolf once too often. When the wolf does come, nobody pays attention, and he gets eaten. I agree with the Russian to a great degree. I will tell you one thing that I've done. People talk about plots in 9-1-1. I will tell you the only plot that I could really discover that makes sense is this. At the time it happened, I was collecting things from the news, from the media, from the Wire, from legitimate places, the Chronicle in San Francisco, the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, the Guardian in England, and so forth. The warnings that the United States received from competent, legitimate, and serious intelligence agencies and countries prior to the attack is astonishing. When you see it in chronological order, it will flatten you. I prepared this one time, and I told this FBI fellow. He said, "Oh, I don't believe it's a crock of dung." He said, "This is just some nonsensical conspiracy." I said, "Oh, is it now? Well, I'll send it to you. Then you can do what you want to with it." And I sent it to him. Even the stories about the stock market manipulations in Toronto and Frankfurt and New York, all of these were sourced. They weren't made up. They weren't something someone whispered to me in a dark alley somewhere. These came off the internet, and they were up, and people said to me, "By God, it's right." What it shows with great clarity is that the Bush administration knew to the day when this attack was going to take place, because the Mossad, and this has been published and not in some nut place, it's been published legitimately, the Mossad in Hollywood, Florida, had penetrated the group that was doing this, and they notified us day by day what was going to happen. Ashcroft stopped flying commercial aircraft. Top members of the Pentagon stopped flying commercial aircraft.
Willie Brown out of San Francisco was told the day before the attacks not to fly.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I'll tell you another thing. If Bush goes down, what does he do? What does Bush do? He takes his whole bloody staff and goes down to Florida, Orlando, Florida, where he reads a book called My Pet Goat upside down to a bunch of minority children and sits there. When he's notified of this, he just stares at the wall. That was on the Fahrenheit 9-1-1. Then he flees to Kansas and hides in a bunker. You know, I don't like Rudolph Giuliani very much. He's a mean man. But I'll tell you one thing. He rose to the bloody occasion in New York. You saw him on the streets. He went. Bush hid. Now, you see, the thing is, they knew, and that's where the crime lies. It doesn't lie in whether the buildings were blown up by gas or trained geese or anything else. What it boils down to is this. The administration in this country must have been fully aware, and yet NORAD and all of the various and sundry military associations and so forth that they've got were given no warnings of any kind. I have all that. I put it all out. There's not a single unsubstantiated or unsourced thing, and I've made a list of maybe 10 pages of all these things. Everything is there. It came off. The Germans notified. Morocco told the United States. The Germans told them again. The Russians even warned them. Putin told them something was coming. The French notified them. And you see, they did nothing. They did not notify anybody. They did not notify the FAA. They did not notify the military. They told no one. They sat and they waited for it to happen. Didn't plan it, but they let it happen, and it's just the same as doing it.
Well, and some people would disagree with that, but I would hearken back to in Nazi Germany. You mentioned it earlier, the Reichstag fire. They had some, and he was really mentally not up to par.
Van der Lubbe was his name, and he was completely nuts, and he did it all by himself. But Hitler used that to push an enabling act through.
And what happened on September 11, 2001? Was exactly that opportunity for the Bush administration.
It was an opportunity, no matter what your views may be on it, whether you think it was done by inside bombings or whether it was done by trained snails, that's immaterial. What is really material is this. The thing stinks. They were warned, the United States government, the CIA, the vice, the president, the State Department was warned by competent intelligence agencies from major countries such as Germany or Russia and France and so forth. This is coming. We have notifications. The Mossad told the government three occasions there's going to be an aerial attack on the buildings in Washington. They knew this, and this is the thing. They did nothing. They never issued a single warning to anybody. They never said, oh, watch out, and told the watch the planes. If anything happens, let us know.
But the thing that it flies in the face of that is that when you mentioned the train bombings and the bus bombings over in England last year.
Yes, in England.
Okay, and also here in the United States, there's some eerie parallels because NORAD, at the same time, September 11, 2001 was going on, NORAD was running exercises. At the same time, in England, with these bombings, there was exercises that were going on. Now,
the point is, no public warnings were issued. No public warnings have ever been put out. In other words, they didn't tell the public, they didn't tell the people in the buildings to get out.
I understand, but my point, Brian, is simply this. What are the odds that simultaneously we'd have operations going on at the very same time that there are attacks?
The whole thing is a bloody can of worms. You know, what it boils down to is this. There are different factors of it. It's like the blind men feeling the elephant. One thinks it's a rope, one thinks it's a tree, so forth. The fact is the elephant is still there. And the fact is that there are many different facets to this whole story that you could look at and examine. But the thing that it boils down to is that there is no way, no bloody way in hell, that the government couldn't have been aware that this was coming, and no steps were taken officially to warn the public. And this is the same thing as Pearl Harbor, where they knew the Japanese were planning to attack, and they sat back and did nothing because it suited them to do nothing. They wanted the war. Roosevelt wanted it. He got his war. Bush wanted to become a wartime president and show his father that he at least had some testicles, which in fact he doesn't. And then that's exactly what came of it. That's the whole bloody thing there. And that's
I've said this before, that George Jr.,
yes,
he wouldn't make a pimple on his daddy's backside. I'm not saying anything for George Herbert Walker Bush, because he's just as dirty as the rest of them.
Oh, they all are. They're all his father. You know, the father, Prescott, got all kinds of Nazi decorations.
Right.
The fact of the matter is here, I've talked to decent people, and I know plenty of them, and I said, why don't you run for office? He said, would you like one of the fellows I know of, as a first-class attorney and a very honest man? He said, what you want me to do is to go swimming in a septic tank. Now, if you can clean out this algae and stables of compacted filth that's been going on for generations, you might be able to get somewhere, but it has to be done. And if they don't do it, if they don't do it voluntarily, it'll be done for them. And that's exactly what it comes to in the end.
And, Brian, there has news of late, and we confirmed this from the studio offices here, that, in fact, Ron Paul, congressman from Texas here, they tried to redistrict him, try to run him out.
Yeah.
He got the same amount of votes in this midterm election as he did the last time.
Yes.
He is running for president.
Well, I'm not telling you what. Now, whatever happened to your friend down there? Now, he's not your friend. I'm being sarcastic. But what about this Mr. DeLay? This simple twit decides to get up and open up an interactive website. Did you hear what happened?
No, I missed that part.
He put the website up, Mr. DeLay does, and he's torn to pieces by the public and called every filthy name one can think of. So we got off very quickly. Maybe he should go back to gassing bugs.
Okay. Phone calls right after this break. Henry in Connecticut, Jimmy in New York, Keith in Rhode Island, David in Texas, and on the list goes 800-313-9443. We'll put Mr. Brian pairing on the air with you right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Let's open up the telephone lines. First up is Henry in Connecticut. You're online with Brian Herring. Go ahead, sir. Henry, are you there? Henry's there. Put Henry on hold, and let's go to Jimmy in New York. Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah, hello. I had a couple of questions. Number one, about the Mossad penetrating the ring of hijackers in Hollywood, California. Do you have a reference for that?
Oh, Lord, yes. It's all over the place. It came out at the time. There were investigations. There have been many things. This is not some rumor that came up somewhere. But you see, they got off the hook by saying, yes, well, of course, we did know this, and we were involved with the Arabs here, and we did know what they were going to do, and we even did give them some advice. But we did tell the CIA about it. That's their sort of, you can't, they're not. In other words, if they hadn't told anybody, well, they'd be torn to bits. They said, oh, no, we warned you. So, of course, you see, the excuse was worse than the crime because they told them this, you see. They said, oh, we warned them. Well, then if they warned them, why didn't they do something about it?
Yeah, can you give references for that?
Well, I mean, how much time do we have? I posted this on the internet. Why don't you check the archives at TBR News? The whole story has been written up 2 or 3 times, and it's heavily referenced.
TBR News.
TBRnews.org.
Yes. Oh,
okay, that's question number one.
Okay.
Question number two. If there's all these U.S. soldiers that are being killed, besides the 3,000 that on the official record.
Right.
Why don't their names and their pictures appear at the end of the Jim Lehrer News Hour?
Because they don't give them out. Where do the photographs come from? They don't get them off laboratory walls. They get them from the Department of Defense, who sends them out to people.
And let me interject here, Jimmy. These are the people that don't want to let you know how bad this war is going.
Yeah.
So you control the information from beginning to end. Goes into Gazauta. You control everything. And these complicit U.S. medias is part of our problem. If the U.S. medias were up there at least giving one-tenth of the information that we give out on this network through guests such as you're hearing today, there would be an absolute uproar in this country. We wouldn't have one more dead soldier in Iraq. As a matter of fact, I would suffice to say that we wouldn't have anybody left in Iraq if the American people were really being told the truth.
Okay. Why aren't the family members of this dead soldiers complaining that their names aren't appearing on
the family
official
members
record?
Are notified. In other words, they don't not notify the family, but the family doesn't get up and check the Department of Defense things to see if Cousin Willie's name is up there, or Jim's name, or Tom's name is up there. They have the certificates from the Department of Defense. They have some rubber stamp signatures from the various people giving them condolences. They have the body coming back, and most people don't get up and check those things. They're there for the public, but most people don't look at them. So they do notify the families.
Okay, is there any documentation anywhere of exactly how many U.S. soldiers have been killed?
Yeah, I tell you what, if you send me an email to my address, brianherring@yahoo.com, I will send you a complete facsimile of the entire original death list, not with names, but with numbers, for both Iraq and Iran, and it's my pleasure to send it off to you. And you'll see this is the government list. This is not a discussion about it or a copy of something somebody said. This is the actual list, and I'll send it to you. It's 48 pages.
All right.
BrianHerring@yahoo.com.
You got it.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
sure.
Jimmy. I appreciate your call. Good questions. Keith in Rhode Island. Hello, Keith.
Okay, hello, gentlemen. First of all, I have to take issue with your vilification of the Third Reich. A lot of great Americans in the 1930s were supporters of Germany, and I would have been one of them if I was alive back then. So I really can't agree with your vilification of the Third Reich.
Are you speaking to me or my guest?
Well, either one of you, whoever was vilifying the Hitler government.
Well, you see, it's not a question of whether the Hitler government is right or wrong, because I agree that that there was much positiveness there. That we're not talking about that. We're talking about the public perception in the United States. And in the United States, the Germans were bad. And therefore, in spite of the fact that the Jewish groups in this country were screaming about the evil Nazis and how bad they were and how badly Roosevelt wanted to go to war, Mr. Bush's father, the senior Mr. Bush's father, was perfectly happy to support them with money and to take medals from them. Now, this is not a bad thing to do, but in view of the American view at the time, it was not acceptable. You see, that's the point. Whether they were right or wrong.
And let me throw another thing in here, Keith. If you remember, who was the guy that flew the Atlantic over to France?
The great Colonel Lindbergh.
That's exactly right. And he was labeled as being a pacifist, that he was vilified by the press. But yet you have this country's hierarchy, if you will, go untouched. And I wanted to ask you, Brian, since you have been around for a number of years, and you have that Irish streak in you, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Why do you think the Lindbergh baby was actually murdered?
I don't have any idea. I don't know. I don't know whether that Hauptmanns took the baby or whatever happened to it. I really don't know. It was a great tragedy. And I met one of Lindbergh's other son, John, one time, and he said, we don't even talk about that anymore. So I really don't know. I mean, unless I have something concrete to go by, something concrete. Theory is very interesting, but I'll tell you one thing. To analyze any of these situations, you want to use Occam's razor. Occam was a British monk of the 13th century, and he said, reduce all matters to their common denominator, and then you'll find the truth.
Keith, anything else?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We got to take the break. I'll bring you back. Hold on. Henry in Connecticut and others will take your calls also. We have a couple lines open at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
If I do not make mention of this, I will be bludgeoned by my wife. Yes, my wife beats me on a regular basis. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. The SS-1, you folks down here, you had a breather because of the ice storms down here and the inclement weather, but cedar fever is at a fever pitch down here in central Texas. Well, we have a solution for you, and it's a relatively inexpensive one. How about picking up an Aaronizer, an SS-1 unit? This is the world's best air purifier, folks. It is not an air cleaner. What this does is actually remove pollens and nasty stuff from the air. That stuff is all positively charged. That's how it gets in your nostrils and in your sinuses and makes you feel so bad. At least in your home, you can have restful, quiet peace and clean air. Now, we did a deal with Aranaco Corporation. They were phasing these units out. I personally like these units. They made great strides in improvement in the quality of them. They gave these things a four-year warranty. And they are completely controllable in the air and output of these units. And they plug right into a wall receptacle, and they engineered it. They were nice. They allowed the other plug to be used for other purposes. So it's not humongous. It's out of the way. It's on the wall. And it can purify your air. It kills bacteria, molds, mildews, anything in your air on the surfaces, in your home also. Pet, dander, odors of all sorts. Anybody got cats out there? You know what we're talking about. We made a deal with them. Normally, these are priced out at $250. They're closing this model out, and we've got it on special for $210. When these are gone, they will be gone. Remember, it's a four-year warranty on these units, and they are outstanding. The best, literally the best air cleaner in the world, air purifier. I stand corrected. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Quantities are limited. This is a closeout. Once they're gone, they are gone. 800-724-2719. Back to Keith in Rhode Island. Keith, you had another point or a question?
Yes, I did. Thank you for holding me over.
Okay.
I'd like to know how many mercenaries, American mercenaries, are serving in Iraq right now. That seems they're not supposed to be there according to international law, but I imagine there must be tens of thousands of them. And my other question is, how many soldiers or service personnel would you estimate have been incarcerated or are currently living in Canada for refusing to return to service in Iraq?
Good question.
Thank you.
Those are good questions, and I will tell you, I don't know how many, and I do know some things, but the number of mercenaries are very closely guarded, and I suppose I should look into that. They commit atrocities that you wouldn't believe. Because you see, they're not subject to military law. And they go over there and they do the dirty work, and then they, you read about the ones, I suppose, that were caught and killed and burned alive or then hang up from a barn up on a bridge. They're hated. What they're doing is going to leave stains on the United States reputation for dozens of years to come. There is no way to know how many people there are. I would say 10,000 would be a minimum. And the second question was what, please?
He is offline, and I forgot. Is he still there?
Yeah. No, maybe. Well, I don't know. But any
Keith, I'm sorry. The second part of your question. Is he gone? Keith, are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, second part of your question. I apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right, sir. Yes, I was just wondering, there are rumors about the number of American service personnel who are being incarcerated for refusing to return to service in Iraq. There's also a question as to how many soldiers have or servicemen have are currently living in Canada to escape.
I can address some of that by saying to you, I know for an absolute fact that the Americans' troops en route to Iraq used to stop over at Shannon Air Base, Shannon Airport in Ireland, and Shannon's to the west, and over 5,000 of them deserted.
Wow.
And it got so bad that the army was chaining them into the planes when they landed there so they couldn't run away. The Irish government refused to allow this. They said, you don't bring people there. This is not a prison planet. Of the 5,000...
Let me stop you for a point of clarification. They were chaining our American soldiers
planes? This was in the Irish newspapers. It was on the BBC. You won't see it in this country. They were chaining them to the seats. Or handcuffing them to the seat so they could not get out, and the Irish government checked it. Check it out on the Internet. It's absolutely true.
That's shocking.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Keith. I appreciate your call very much. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, great show. I did want to ask your guest one question. Roughly, though, how many have died, would you say, ballpark figure, in Iraq? As of up to date,
U.S. military or combined?
All right, I'm talking strictly U.S. military.
Okay.
Strictly U.S. military sub figures. As far as I know, absolutely up to the middle of 2005, it was about 12,000. How many have died since then? I couldn't tell you, and I don't like to guess. But it certainly, if it follows the percentages and the numbers that were going on before, we must have lost at least 16,000 people killed. But I would be nice to tell you, but I can't make up something, and I only can tell you that from the actual figures. And if you, again, as I told the other fellow, if you write to me at my website, I will send you the actual facsimile of the figures from 2003 to mid-2005, and it's over 10,000, about 12,000.
And then that email address is Brian Herring. That's Brian.
Harring, all one word, at
Yahoo.com. Okay.
All right, but I'll send it out to you, no problem. No charge, nothing. It's just a service.
All right, but the sources you're getting it from, it's from
the Department of Defense so-called supplementary casualty list. In other words, they put a public list out at one part of the month, and then they put the supplementary one out. It's not put out for the public. It was put out for the in-house use only.
Can I ask you a question here, Brian? Why wouldn't somebody like Cindy Sheehan, that has been getting more press than just about anybody that's been against this war, why has she not been out there talking about these underreported numbers?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Have to ask her. I don't know.
I'm going to have to ask her. I don't know if she is aware of you.
One thing that I have, come to the conclusion, and I have some proof, but not enough.
Right, so
there are a number of bloggers out there who are getting paid by the government to put out confusing information and weird stories, so that people like this one fellow that said that there was a shootout in the basement of the Congress and so forth. And people look at that and they don't pay attention to the real businesses. There are some websites out there that I look at. Sometimes I disagree with them. I'm sure I say things that you disagree with, but then vice versa. But the point is, the important matter is to get at it and put it up where people can see it and make up their minds on it. You won't find this on any of the. You look at the web. You look at the blog. The blog's worthless, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not interested in what someone's stupid opinion is of their mother or their potato salad or their warts. I'm interested in getting at facts. You get that from the foreign media and from the internet, alternative sources such as your own. Okay, this is where it comes from. You do not get it from the mainline media, that includes the print media and the television
media.
Well,
and that's their job, is to sanitize this. Would you, Brian, take a minute here to describe the process between, say, the DOD, the CIA, whatever, and the medias?
They all drink from the same toilet, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry to be blunt, but that's what it boils down to, is self-preservation. And there is a statement that I've seen in Washington. I have many friends there. It says, admit nothing, deny everything, demand to see the proof, and refuse to accept it.
Pretty much covers their bases. Plausible deniability. Henry, thank you. Did you have something else?
Oh, yeah. So in other words, I can't just go to a website on the Department of Defense and just get these figures. You have to. Made only for special.
No, they would hardly put up something on Monday that there are three people died, and something on Thursday that ten people died. They don't do that. So therefore, it's self defeating. But as I said, if you write to me, I'll be more than happy to send it to you. And you want to?
Okay, so
it,
this is like a special access website to get these
figures.
It
was an in-house.
Oh, it's in-house. Okay. You know, it's kind of close to what I estimated, because I kind of figured up to date it was about 11,000 something, even though they kept saying
it was. Yeah, it runs. I mean, I would say a low number would be 10,000-11,000, and a high number would be 15.
Yeah.
But they stopped doing it, and I don't want to sit there and guess.
No, right. I understand that. No, right, because you're very...
You make a mistake,
man,
and all of the bloggers start shrieking and howling, you left off the T or something like that.
Right. I can see that. You're a very precise man. You want to sort of stick with the facts rather than the...
Facts are bad enough, my God.
Right.
Making up stuff is worse.
But like William Cooper says, you want the facts as opposed to the bull crap. You know?
Oh, that's right.
So... Yeah,
let me tell you something. You're the fellow that called up and talked about the Germans. I have no problem with Germans. I get on fine with them. But the thing is,
I am German myself. Yeah, go on.
Well, I tell you what. I know some people who are revisionists. There was never nobody was ever killed. This whole story is nonsense. Fine. And for a long time I thought so, until I got into the National Archives and I found three rolls. They were put out by Mr. Mueller, who was head of the Gestapo, every day, a listing of the police activities in the eastern zone, which was the eastern areas where the Russians. I came up with 700,000 people had been put to death by the German police, signed by Mr. Mueller and circulated to the highest levels of the Reich's government. When I saw that, somebody said to me, "You look sick." I said, "For years I've been saying this is a crock of manure, and here it is in front of me, uncontrovertibly genuine." So I thought about this. So I said, and I know many people who are revisionists, and I said, well, that's fine. I thought about it for about 2 days, and then I put it up on the Internet. I put the results up, and I did not want to put it up, but it is the bloody truth. And I asked the revisionist, he said, "We've known about that for years." I said, "You've known that this business went on, and it's in writing, and it's in the archives, and you've said these are lies?"
Why? Why would he say that?
Well, he makes money from the people. The revisionists buy his books. The revisionists buy his tapes, his audio tapes. Why should he ruin his own business?
And saying that he's a revisionist, what exactly was he doing?
Yeah, well, he was trying to say that these stories about the Holocaust were nonsense. And I said, well, as far as I'm concerned, I have the original German records from the concentration camps. I got them from the Russians, 300 rolls of microfilm, listing all of the deaths in the camps and from what purposes. They're legitimate. They were monthly reports sent in. Someday I'll publish it. You know what will happen when I publish it?
Yeah.
I'll get... You don't need to tell me. Mr. A. Foxman will burst the blood vessel.
I was just going to say that.
All right, but you said 700,000.
There were total 700,000 people killed in Russia between July of 1941 and May of 1943. And they were listed as Russians, as Communist Party members, as partisans, and they were listed as Jews. It was 300,000 of these people were Jewish.
Right. Okay.
I've got to ask the obvious question here.
Yes.
We're always given the number of 6 million.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you about the Easter Bunny while we're on the subject.
Okay.
First of all, no, seriously, I have talked to some of these people. I was talking to Raoul Hilberg one time, and I said, you know, rounding people up and shipping them out of the country, even if they were never gassed, if they just died of typhus, you haven't got any business to do that. That's a very shameful thing. But why is the insistence on 6 million, 10 million? Now they say it might be as many as 10. You know something? What happened with the Jews was a very bad thing. You don't do things like that, okay? The Turks did the same thing to the Armenians, and they killed far more Armenians than were ever died in any concentration camp. I'm not speaking in favor of that, but I'm saying let's be accurate and get the numbers down. I have been able to verify, and I have it, and I'll send it to anybody that wants it, the documents that show 300 and some odd thousand Jews were put to death by the German police. I can't find any more anywhere else.
Well, and I can hear the pencil sharpener in Abe Foxman's office right now.
Oh, I'll tell you what Abe did. I'll tell you something funny about him. You know, the Pillsbury people put out a little ad that showed a woman baking in the oven, and she had put some Pillsbury doughboys in a pan. And they told her to take it down. It was anti-Semitic. It was obviously aimed at them. I don't think Pillsbury would make fun of Jews and talk about cremating them. It was the Pillsbury doughboy, you see. And the thing is, it's grotesque. It is grotesque. I mean, first of all, what do you think about 45-year-old Holocaust survivors? The war has been over since bloody 45, you know.
It's been better than 60 years.
No, 60 years, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, in the medieval period, you know, the scientists, is what they called them in those days, spent much of their lifetime trying to find a way to make gold out of lead. But some of these people have found a way to make gold out of blood. And they've climbed up on the bodies of their dead co-religionists and tried to get some kind of money and power, like Mr. Bronfman, who says, how much can I squeeze from this group? How much? That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else. There's a woman named Deborah. I'll say this and I'll hang up. There's a woman named Deborah Lipschitz. That's
Yes, I know all about her.
Okay. Well, here's what I heard her say on a communist station called WBAI in New York, which I can even pick up here in New England, but they fade in and out. She said that even though she calls them Holocaust deniers, she said that there hasn't been any substantial that she found that this stuff about them making soap. Matter of fact, even William Shirer got in his book about it. Even
oh well, Shirer is crazy. He's Jewish anyway. I don't know. I mean, of course he's.
Oh, so he's really a German Jew.
Yes, he was.
Okay, all right.
He married an Austrian woman named Tessa, who was also Jewish. No, listen, the poor Jews, I mean this seriously, they've suffered terribly over the centuries. The Catholic Church has turned people against them. They've been persecuted, burned, and chased out of their homelands. This is true. But, you see, when you put out a book like called The Painted Bird by Kosinski, or Fragments by Benjamin Wilkomirski, or the Annie Frank Diary, these are all forgeries. And they're designed...
Oh, I didn't know that. Now, where did you find out?
All right, get up on bloody Google. You'll see it up there. The German government, Mr. Frank, sued two German journalists who claimed the diaries were fake. And so there was a big lawsuit. So the German Bundeskriminalamt, which is their FBI, they got a hold of the diaries that Mr. Frank was forced to produce, and they said they were written in about 1959, in ballpoint ink on paper that didn't exist during the war. It's on Google. Go look at it.
And all right, about, okay, but what I want to say about
and
this,
Henry, hold on a second. And
okay,
six months ago, we had the famous tree that was diseased and dying that was out in front of the house that housed the attic that this poor woman...
Yes, I heard
yeah,
about
I,
that.
I heard that, and that story lasted about a day, and it just up and disappeared.
But I mean, you've got to look. It's the same thing as the question that is going on about the illegal immigrants. You've got 13 million at least illegal immigrants. Some of the Republicans want to round them all up and put them in boxcars and ship them back to Honduras or something, families and everything. And others want to give everybody amnesty. You know, there's got to be a fine point somewhere in between these two disparate poles that isn't too cruel or too kind and isn't permissive, so that the people who are here to work and want to work and are giving money to the government should be able to become citizens, and the rest of them can be kicked out. I mean, we have a lot of drug dealers. You ought to go down to Tucson and see what's going on down there. That old town is a shooting gallery. But the point is, you can't say always and you can't say never. There's got to be somewhere between these two opposed, and complete amnesty and complete expulsion. There's got to be an answer, and no one wants to be bothered with it.
Henry, I've got to let you go. We're up against the break. All right.
The lampshade stuff was a lie. That's what she said.
Yeah.
That wasn't true. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Henry. I appreciate your call. We've got to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're running out of time here. I'm going to try to squeeze these two callers in. I want to remind folks out there that the website, this gentleman's website where all of his posts end up, is tbrnews.org. And if you would like to send him an email, you can do that at Brian Haring, that's BrianHarring, at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yahoo.com, right.
And I have to say, before we leave this program today, Brian, I'm going to have you back.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure.
All right.
Listen, as long as you've done me the favor, let me give you one quickly. I've been listening to your advertisements, and you've got two of them up there specifically that I'm impressed with. One of them is saving food, which the Mormons do that. That's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is the importance of gold and silver. If you have a lot of extra money, don't put it into a hedge fund, because those are Ponzi schemes. You're going to end up with nothing. Go buy. I don't have any connection with any gold company or anything else. I'm just saying that I do that myself. I save a lot of stuff. I'll put gold in. I'll go on ahead with your thing now. I don't mean to interrupt you now.
Well, no, that's fine. I thank you for that.
Believe me, I have no ulterior motive other than I listen to the ads, and those two make great sense to me. And I mean that's.
Well,
my personal feeling.
Well, Brian, we just happen to have Republic Trading Group, and we charge people 10% or less on any gold or silver order. So you may become a customer of ours.
I've got plenty of gold in the
fridge. Okay.
Bill, I'll tell you all about digging it up sometime.
All right. Bill in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Yes, Jan. I'm just real glad to be able to talk to you. Your guest, Mr. Haring, is just fabulous. I've been sending TBR news to people for a long time.
Good.
Could I make one comment on Camp Falcon?
Yes.
Sure.
If you go to Google Video and type in Camp Falcon, you can watch the whole thing blowing up right before your very eyes.
I didn't know that.
And everything.
Thank you for telling me.
Oh, it's magnificent. I'll tell you, when that nuke goes off, your whole screen on your monitor will go white for about 3 seconds.
I've had several rumors from people, but I can't verify that some kind of a nuclear device went off. I don't know what it is. I can't address it because I don't know. But I'm saying I've heard this from a number of people, and I will tell you something. The stories the government puts out that the massive damage over a 12-hour period, nobody was hurt, and the building thing was operating the next day.
Actually, 300 U.S. servicemen died. I might make a suggestion here. Could that possibly have been a fuel-air mixture bomb that went off?
I have no idea what it was. It was a series of explosions, according to the BBC reporters that were there and the AFP, the French Agence France-Presse people. And it was going on from 11:45 at night till 6:45 in the morning, a terrible explosion, shaking everything. They lit up the skies and so forth. I don't know what happened, but I know that what everybody told me was that they had tanks and trucks that were all destroyed. All their ammunition for the Iraqi campaign was blown to bits. I don't know. I really don't. It would be nice to be able to tell you.
Well, one of these days.
In television programs, we have an hour in which we'd explore the whole thing, and we always have the answer at the end. I can't give it.
All right. Brian, Bill, rather, we're running out of time.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it, John.
I thank you for your call. Mr. Haring, some people in this listening audience are already aware of you.
Well, yeah. You know, there are people who I have a lot of friends in the military, families and so forth, and a lot of enemies in the government.
Well, I know you have one in New York now.
Well, you know something? Bismarck used to say, many enemies, much honor.
I thank you for your time, sir. We will be in contact.
Send me an email anytime. I'll be more than happy. It's my pleasure, believe me.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another program, another edition of the National Intel Report. Keep one thing in mind. If this republic is to be restored, it is in your hands. Literally, in your hands. Get the information out to folks. Tell them about this network. Tell them about RBN Live. Let's kick this thing into high gear. Let's put these globalists to task, and let's put them asunder. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
no matter how many laws you pass.
Which means?
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.